welcome to episode 6 of the Groovy Beat podcast. I am Jamie Nicole. I am a certified holistic health and empowerment coach, also known as the natural healing coach. So as a health coach, I teach busy professionals and purpose-driven leaders. And by this, I mean anyone from a corporate executive to the stay-at-home mom who's a PTA leader. I teach them how to make healthier choices through dietary and lifestyle changes. And as a result, they're able to increase their energy, reduce their stress, skyrocket their productivity, and just increase their overall health and well-being. So on today's playlist for the Groovy Beat, we're talking about the second essential of the 7 essentials to optimum health that I discussed on episode 2 of the show, and that is stress perception. Today, our topic is Secret to More Success Without Stress, and we're here with Dr. Lizette. How are you doing, Dr. Lizette?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. I've talked about it before on the show. It was one of the key things that I didn't know was so important to my health when I first started on my journey. So I'm so excited to have you here today. And I'm so excited, too. I saw on your website, one of the quote I wanted to open up with, it says that you are the go-to pro for super successful women, not just successful, super successful women who want to figure out what's next and make it happen like yesterday. And there's a bunch of us out here that are like that. So why don't we get started by you telling us a little bit about yourself?
All right. Yes. Yeah. So thank you so much for having
me
here.
No problem. Thank you for being here.
I'm really excited. I'm really busy. Mm-hmm. Stress is something that I've had to deal with because I do a lot of things. And so now I really help people figure out how to decrease it without sacrificing the effort that they put into being successful as they define it. And so the way I do that is in a few different ways. I am a professor, a psychology professor. I train psychologists in training to help heal people emotionally. I am also a licensed psychologist, so I see clients of my own dealing with work-life stress in particular. And I'm also a career strategist helping ambitious women who feel like they've hit a plateau in their career and want to figure out what's next and make it happen like yesterday.
Awesome. Awesome. You hit on a couple of different things that are important there. You help people heal.
Yes.
Right?
From the inside out.
And from the inside out. And just making sure that in spite of what we have going on in our lives and our career, we can do that without the stress. And that's one of the things that we're going to try to get across today. And you have experience with that. You told me earlier, we were talking before the show, that you're a busy career woman with 2 small kids yourself.
Three
small kids.
Look who's
yourself.
Counting.
A set of twins.
Number 4, if you count the husband.
That's all always. So you have firsthand experience with knowing how stressful that can be. So it's not that you're just talking the talk, you've walked the walk, and from firsthand experience are able to help your clients navigate through that path themselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I have twins and they were born 3 months early, and that was the most stressful time of my life, and it really wreaked havoc on me in all sorts of ways. Like it affected me in so many different ways, and that's when I decided, you know what, stress is a normal part of life, but what makes it different when things happen to you that you don't have control over is how you control how it affects you.
Yes.
And so how you deal with stress.
How you deal, because it's always going to be there, and that's the main thing I wanted to get across today too. Stress perception. People like, well, I can minimize stress, or I can eliminate stress from my life, and that's just not true.
No, it's kind of like saying, be fearless. Mm-hmm. Everybody has fear.
Yeah.
Acknowledging that you have it is the first step, and then knowing how to deal with it when it comes up instead of avoiding it, because it's going to happen. And if you don't experience fear to begin with, you're playing too small. But
yes.
That's a story for another day.
Another day. You are so right about that. That could be an entirely different show in and of itself. But I also want the audience to know also what type of women that you help. I opened up by saying that I help, you know, with my own niche, with my own career, with my own practice, busy professionals and purpose-driven leaders, the women who are go-getters all the way to the stay-at-home mom. And I wasn't a stay-at-home mom, but I have been a Girl Scout leader, right? Mm-hmm. And all of those people, different people have stress, but different types of stress. So what type of people do you normally see, and what do they come to you for?
Mm-hmm. So I specialize in helping mid-career women. women mm-hmm. who feel like there's more that they could be doing with all the skills, education, knowledge that they have under their belt piling up, mm-hmm. But they don't want to sacrifice their sanity or their family. Mm-hmm. So basically, they want to have it all, and I show them how to have the best of all worlds. Mm-hmm. Not all of it, mm-hmm. because you have to get clear on what you want mm-hmm. and then focus on it. Otherwise, you're going to stress yourself out trying to do everything and end up doing nothing.
So how to have it all but still have your sanity. Mm-hmm. I like that.
How to have what you want most.
How to have yeah. what you want most. And how to figure that. So, and sometimes you would think that that would be easy to figure out.
It is not easy. And it really can stress you out when you have this idea of who you should be mm-hmm. That's internalized based on your own perception of how you define yourself as a woman, as a mother, mm-hmm. as a professional. But also people who tell you how you should be, mm-hmm. either directly or indirectly, mm-hmm. or the ideas that you have by comparing yourself to others in your position. That's yeah. And then also how we were raised. Mm-hmm. That plays a huge role in our life as adults. Mm-hmm. You would think it wouldn't, but little things like in elementary school or, you know, sit like a lady, things like that mm-hmm. during childhood, that stuff can really haunt you as an adult and stress you out. Mm-hmm. And you're not aware of it, yeah. but it's still there.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm so glad that you said that, because how part of how I got here is because I was stressing slightly mm-hmm. over what I was doing. I was in my career, graduated from the University of Texas. I have my master's in accounting. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my job, my career. You know, I'm getting paid well. I'm moving up the ladder. But every day I'm like, this doesn't feel right. This is not my passion. I don't think mm-hmm. this is my purpose. It has to be something out there other than this in the world that I'm supposed to do, something more that I'm supposed to contribute. But for the longest time, I didn't know what that was.
It's yes. And psychologists call that finding your calling. Mm-hmm. And so I say that your career is not separate from you. It's an extension of you. Mm-hmm. It's how you express everything that you bring to the table out into the world. Mm-hmm. And if you feel if there's a mismatch between what you do and what you love and the opportunity isn't there to show up and do those things, then it's going to stress you out. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel unfulfilled. It's going to be harder for you to do the things that you need to do to get to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. Because there's no motivation.
No motivation. And actually, when I was made this discovery and how I got into this, how I finally found it, it's why I'm here today, which is so, you know, it's so good for this conversation, is I got with my health issues. My health issues, I was able to reverse those really fast with natural remedies, and I became passionate mm-hmm. about that. And it wasn't my intent to become a health coach, but everywhere I went, every conversation I had was about that. And I lit up, and I could talk about that all of the time. So before, when I was, you know, worrying about what is it that I should be doing, what do I need to be doing, that kind of led me to believe, okay, I'm talking about this all the time. This is what makes me happy. People are, you know, listening. I'm able to help others, right? I didn't feel like I was able to help others in the current job that I was doing. And I was, but in a different type of way. I felt I had more impact on individuals with being a health coach and helping them with their health issues. And from that, my whole life changed. And people thought I was crazy, right? Mm-hmm. They had this perception of, oh, Jamie, you're moving up the corporate ladder. You're one of the youngest managers. You're on your way to executive. Why would you do something like that? Because it wasn't fulfilling for me. Mm-hmm. And so I actually stepped down from management, took a demotion in order to pursue my passion. And I have so much less stress. I'm a lot more happier, mm-hmm. even though I may be doing more work right now.
You enjoy it.
I enjoy it more.
Yeah, that makes all the difference.
Yes.
And you know, I do research too, mm-hmm. and they're on life satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And studies have shown that once you make a certain amount of money, mm-hmm. More of it doesn't matter. Mm-mm. And so there gets to a point where the money you make no longer can compensate for the meaning you lack
yes.
in your career or life. Mm-hmm. And so it gets harder to handle the stress that you encounter when you're not really walking in your purpose. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's really important. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm so happy right now. And so that was the first 10 minutes, right, of our conversation. And we have so much more to cover. We haven't even gotten into the first topic. But right now, we're going to take a short break to hear a word from our sponsor.
This portion of the show is sponsored by iCare. iCare Autism Treatment Center specializes in providing center-based ABA therapy services for children with autism and intellectual disabilities ages 2 and up. With experienced professional staff, iCare Autism Treatment Center will work with your child in an individualized manner to bring out their full potential. We offer programs including behavior management, skills acquisition, and social skills to assist in age-appropriate development. iCare is currently accepting new patients. For more information about iCare, go to www.icareabatherapy.com or contact them at area code 281-781-8703.
All right, we are back. And so if you're watching this on at our regularly scheduled time on a Facebook Watch or Facebook Premiere, we're going to cut right here and continue the conversation, but you can go right now, download this episode on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform and continue the conversation and continue listening there. Also, you could, if you want to continue to watch it on video, we are on YouTube and you can catch that in the link in the comments or in the description of this live video. If you're watching us on the replay, stay with us. We're about to continue the conversation. If you're on Facebook, I'll see you again. Not this Friday, not the upcoming Friday, but the Friday after that. All right, let's continue the conversation, Dr. Lizette. So now for people, I know stress is a common topic. People think they know what stress is, but there are a lot of other components about stress that people don't know. So for our first topic, let's talk about what is stress and what components of stress are there? Is there good stress? Is there bad stress? How do you know when you've reached that limit between good stress and bad stress?
Yeah, so people talk about, oh, I'm so stressed. And it's become a term that is used really loosely, but it's really when you feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. Like if we think back to the caveman years, it's fight or flight, mm-hmm. where you feel like your life is at stake. We don't really encounter bears and dinosaurs. Wait, we didn't live in dinosaurs, right? Not that far back. But we don't encounter that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We encounter things like traffic or deadlines or competing demands or feeling stretched too thin. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff stresses out. And there's chronic stress where you experience that on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not in small doses, but it's kind of steady. Mm-hmm. You don't have like huge spikes, but it accumulates and it has a lasting effect. Mm-hmm. And then you have like acute stress, like things that happen suddenly where you kind of like spike really high and your heart starts beating and that kind of thing. People pay attention more to that because the intensity mm-hmm. and the severity is really high, but the frequency maybe is not as high. Mm-hmm. It's more the chronic stress that tends to be more frequent. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like this the smoke detector in your house, mm-hmm. where if you don't change it, you eventually get used to it, and it's not until like somebody comes over that says like, do you know your smoke detector's out? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. So it's really easy for it to sneak up on us and for us to put it aside and not address it until stuff hits the fan. Mm-hmm. Until you either get a chronic disease or, you know, like inflammation, autoimmune, mm-hmm. you know, a heart attack, mm-hmm. you know, like something drastic. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to get to the point where they stop, where they don't deal with stress effectively until it's life or death, mm-hmm. right? There's also good stress. Psychologists call it eustress, EU mm-hmm. stress.
Eustress.
EUSTRESS.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's when things happen that are get you really excited mm-hmm. and your body's kind of like activated and maybe your heart's beating a little bit fast, but it's more like an adrenaline mm-hmm. rush. When you're going to get married or you're about to cross the stage as you're graduating or something like that, or you're about to jump out of a plane. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're a little stressed, but
I would be probably a lot stressed if I was about to jump out of a plane.
I've jumped out of three of them, so oh, for wow. me, it's an adventure.
It's on my list to cross off to do, but not anytime soon.
Yeah, but too much of that isn't healthy either. Mm-hmm. Kind of like too much of anything isn't healthy, right? Because it's a lot of stress for your heart and your body to be at that peak stage all the time. So being able to manage stress is really, really important. And a lot of times when this stuff accumulates, people reach a state of burnout.
I'm familiar with that. So familiar with that. And it's been a recurring conversation and topic on all of the podcasts. And I guess it was so important because burnout is what got me to the point to where I was sick. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that about the stress and the autoimmune disease, because I do have autoimmune disease. I found out that I had that, and that's kind of what triggered me into doing the research on what things that I needed to do in order to correct that. And you know, it's cliche. People always would say, oh, you know, stress will kill you. Stress will kill you. But people kind of would say that lightly. I know I'd said it lightly, like it wasn't really serious. And once I started doing the research on stress and the impact it has on the systems of your body, I was like, oh no, stress really can kill you. So aside from the things that are out there that you can do for autoimmune disease, one of the number one things that I focused on was stress. Like, I think even before the autoimmune disease, even to lose weight, it's harder to lose weight when you're stressed out. So for me, it wasn't nutrition, it wasn't food, because I already had that right, but it was finding ways to put it on my calendar, because again, I was a busy professional, busy mom, I had a lot of things going on. So just painting, I think I've gone to every painting with the twist in the city, right? Because it wasn't anything high impact that was jarring on the body that was gonna cause that acute stress. Like, I'm excited from working out. And it was a time where I wasn't thinking about anything. I wasn't thinking about kids. I wasn't thinking about, we were talking about earlier, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. And when I'm thinking about, I have to go and get penny gifts for the whole class and do the box. It was just me time. And because it isn't anything people feel necessarily, they don't think it's important, right? They can see and see the ramifications and the results from meal prepping or going to the gym. They feel something immediately. But once you just meditating or just sitting there, they may not understand the impact, the drastic, huge impact, positive impact that has on your body and your mind and your spirit to reduce your stress and improve your health overall in the long run, even if you don't feel it at the present moment. So that is so important.
Very important. Mm-hmm. And it's an investment into your health and your lifespan. And the thing is, a lot of times people put it aside because it's not urgent.
Yes, that was me.
Yeah.
That was me. If I didn't get to it, if it wasn't on my to-do list, if it wasn't something that I felt I needed to cross off or was important to someone else, and because it wasn't focused on me, it was just like, I'll get to it when I get to it, and I never got to it.
Until it gets you.
Yes, yes. That's exactly what happened.
And you don't want to wait until that point, because sometimes you don't get another chance. Like, I know people who are in their 40s getting heart attacks.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So I want to talk about some warning signs when you're reaching the point of burnout. And it's really consists of three different things. The first one is to look at exhaustion. So not just physical exhaustion, where you're tired all the time, or it's hard to even, your back hurts, or it's hard to even get on the floor and play with your kids, or things like that, or you're not sleeping well. It's really hard to sleep well when you're stressed and you've got a lot going on in your mind.
Yes.
That's spinning in your wheels and you're thinking about things over and over. But also emotional exhaustion. So you've got the physical and the emotional exhaustion. And that's like where you really don't have it in you to give it as much as you can. Like, the passion is kind of like
gone.
And you kind of feel apathetic, meaning that's a psychological term. Like, you could, you take, don't care either way.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, yeah. So you're emotionally depleted. Another one is disengagement. So not really being present in your work or with your family or wanting to go out. You just don't have enough energy to do even the things that you used to love to do. And then the third one is your performance. So things like maybe your boss is starting to talk to you and, you know, call you into the office, that kind of thing. So that's how you know that it's getting pretty bad. And that's at the point where a lot of times people start to do something about it too. Not just when their health is affected, but when their work is affected, or when like their spouse says, hey, you better change this or I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of thing. Or their kids started acting up. But those are kind of like the different ways that it can all show up.
Yeah. And depending on what situation that you're in, you're talking about the laying around all the time. Unless someone sees you and calls you out on it, you may not even notice it yourself.
You don't notice it.
Right? And for me, it was my dad. He was like, Jamie, you're tired all the time. You're sleeping all the time. I'm like, I am. Or more, because I didn't realize there was a shift for me, you know, playing with the kids and, you know, being busy and going out doing different things to just being, you know, coming home and just passing out. Like, I didn't realize
there was this connection. It becomes your new normal.
Yes.
And it's hard to read the label when you're inside the jar.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. Yes. That was totally
and,
me.
And that's why I'm all about getting help, mm-hmm. getting support. You know, like you're a coach, mm-hmm. right? And so it's hard for people to stay on top of this in the first place, mm-hmm. to do it themselves. Mm-hmm.
And that too, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is one of the things that I feel... again, that people don't focus on. I get a lot of people, I mostly deal with people who have chronic illnesses, but the chronic illnesses normally stem from, or finding out about the chronic illnesses normally stem from something else. First thing that I get, and excuse me, I'm getting over a little something, so I have a little cough. The first thing was the weight loss. But even if it's just simply as weight loss, mm-hmm. and they don't have a chronic illness, mm-hmm. once you start peeling back why they're overeating or why they're eating out of boredom, it's not even about the food. People know what they're supposed to eat, right? Mm-hmm. At this point, you can go to the internet. You can go, mm-hmm. you see stuff on TV all the time. It's easy to find education on what you need to eat. There's gyms everywhere. There's parks everywhere. There are free workouts everywhere. If there's no excuse for you not to get to the gym. So 9 times out of 10, there's something with my clients. There's something that's going on in their lives, whether a lot of it is they're taking care of parents, they're taking care of kids, they're in the sandwich generation. They don't have time. They don't have time for themselves, and they're just stressed out, and so they can't even handle the other aspects of their life. So they're thinking, oh, I'm just having a hard time losing weight, and help me with my nutrition, help me with my fitness, when that's not the thing that we need to be working on at all.
No, they don't need more information. Mm-hmm. Google it. Yeah. What they need is not information, transformation. Mm-hmm.
And that's accountability.
Oh, accountability, mm-hmm. is going to raise your results up, mm-hmm. the roof, mm-hmm. when you have somebody else that you're held accountable for. Mm-hmm.
It helps so much. Mm-hmm. So... we talked about stress. We've talked about chronic stress, acute stress. If the acute stress keeps building up, it can turn into chronic stress, the impacts on your health. So let's talk a little bit more about, and I'm not sure if you have any remedies for solutions that you give to your clients, the impact specifically on stress on your mind, body, and soul at work. Are there any tips that you can give the audience on how to just combat that at work? We spend most of our days at work, 8 hours of the day. A lot of our friends stem from work, so we have a lot of relationships at work. So that's a place where we can start first to tackle, you know, this epidemic of stress that we have.
Mm-hmm. First, identify what are the stressors. Mm-hmm. What are the things that are causing you stress? And don't just keep it in your head. Mm-hmm. Your head is exhausted. Mm-hmm. It's stressed out. Put it down on paper so you can see it. When it's out of your mind, body, and onto something else that's tangible, mm-hmm. you create a sense of separation where you can be more objective and detached from the thing that's causing you stress. Mm-hmm. So write down all the things that are stressing you out, mm-hmm. and ask yourself, why is this stressing me out? Is it because of limited time? Mm-hmm. Like maybe I don't have enough time to do this. Mm-hmm. Is it because of lack of resources? Maybe I don't have the tools I need to be able to get this done. Is it because lack of skills? Maybe this is not in your zone of brilliance. Mm-hmm. It's not your area of expertise, and that's okay.
I like the way you put that. It's not in your zone of brilliance.
No, we've all got it, mm-hmm. and you need to stick to it. Otherwise, yeah. you're going to stress yourself out, because yes. you're going to be working twice as hard just to get half as far.
Yes.
Also, support. Mm-hmm. Like, who do you need support from? Do you need to talk to your boss? Do you need to talk to support staff? Do you need to talk to a team member? Like, who is all involved in this? Are you trying to take on way too much? See, we can talk about imposter syndrome too, mm-hmm. because when you start to feel like a fraud, like you have to prove yourself, you're gonna stress yourself a lot more, mm-hmm. because you're wanting to feel like you deserve a spot at the table and that you have to work really hard to stay mm-hmm. there, to not be overlooked or underappreciated. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case. Quantity is not going to surpass quality.
Yes.
And when you're stressed out, you better believe that the quality of your work and your performance is going to decrease like like crazy.
Yeah.
Let's just go there.
But I think that's a lot of a problem with especially highly driven professional women, because you don't want to ask for help because you're afraid of what that of what the perception might be if you can't do it on your own, right? So that's one of the things that we're going to have to start getting past, is saying that asking for help or reaching out or devising a plan B when plan A isn't working out is still okay, and it doesn't make you any less of a worker, and you're still going to be able to get more done, but again, like you said, do it in a less stressful way. So that being said, what are some of the warning signs that we need to look out for when we're approaching burnout?
Pay attention to your body. Your body's gonna tell you when something's pretty is stressing you out. Body aches, neck pain, headaches, also your thoughts. I really recommend that people write down their thoughts at the end of the day. Like, how did you deal with certain things? And do you find a pattern that is more on the negative side or more on the helpless side, where you don't feel like you have much control over your situation? Figure out how you can control things. A lot of times when you work for others, it's you may feel like you don't have a lot of control and flexibility and say, but you do. You just have to figure out how and get somebody else to help you, because they're coming in with an objective perspective. You're in it too deep, and it's hard for you to think straight, because not only are you tired, but you've been living this way for a while. And so getting the help of somebody to help you brainstorm ways to deal with these things. But identify the patterns. Like, what is your number one stressor? What is the thing that's overwhelming you the most, and how can you decrease it? What's your low-hanging fruit? Maybe it's not the thing that's stressing you out the most. If that's too much to deal with right now, and with as much stress as you've been dealing with for a while, maybe you're you don't have the energy to tackle that right now. It's just too big, and it feels too overwhelming and unachievable, so you don't end up doing anything at all. It's kind of like somebody who says, I want to lose 100 pounds, but Can we just start with the
five pounds?
And so it feels too daunting, and like, why even try? I can't do it. So what's your low-hanging fruit? What's the thing that's causing you some stress that's easiest for you to nip in the bud, tackle, delete, delegate, defer, or just do and get it over with? A lot of times people have this thing in the back of their head nagging at them. I got to do this. I got to do this. And stressing them out because it's a box they haven't checked off their to-do list. And if you could just go do it, just go do it. And it's going to give you a dopamine.
That sounds like me sometimes when I do something and I don't have it on my to-do list already, I'll write it on there and then cross it off. Just because the satisfaction of crossing it. So I understand when you say that. But it sounds like what you're saying too, because you said earlier about writing it down when you're stressed at work. Is there something you can do? Figuring out what the issue is, having a game plan or to go over with a friend. Journaling. So if people were just to journal and write that down, maybe they can see the pattern ahead of time.
Yes, journaling is so important, and research shows it. It really helps you be more in tune with what's going on. It separates you from what is going on in your head so that you're more objective. And then you're able to go back and look at how things have been throughout the week and see the changes that have occurred or the patterns that are coming up for you.
Awesome. So we're wrapping up. We're near the end of the podcast. It went by so fast. I feel as though we could have continued talking and having this conversation. Is there anything else that you want to mention or let our audience know before we sign off?
Yes. I want you to think about the thoughts that you're thinking, how your body is reacting, and how you are feeling about things that happen to you. And when you feel like you don't have a lot of control and it's stressing you out, take a step back and just think about what can you do right here, right now to change things even just a little bit. And once you get that accomplished, then go on and look to see what else you can do with it. But if you worry more than you need to, that's going to increase your stress, and it's just a never-ending cycle. So just breathe, think about what you can do right now to help things, and move forward from there.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, normally at the end, I would ask for three things, but I think you kind of summed it up well right there to let our audience know that they can just take that one step today, right? Mm-hmm. Because we don't want the steps to be stressful either. The steps for the relieving stress to be stressful. So just sit there and think, breathe. That morning meditation, that evening meditation, I'm a big fan of it. I always encourage it. It's a simple thing that you can start doing right now to help reduce your stress levels, reduces toxins when you breathe out, it releases stress when you breathe out. So thank you so much for those tips. You gave some awesome information throughout the entire podcast. So that concludes this episode. We want you to stay connected. Make sure that you're following the Groovy Beat Podcast on Facebook and IG at the Groovy Beat Podcast. Make sure you're following me on my health coach page at Heal Coach, HEALCOACH on Facebook and on Instagram. And Dr. Lizette, did you want to go ahead and give your social media handles as well?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook, Dr. Lizette. I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, Lizette Ojeda. And if you're interested in decreasing your stress, send me a message and I'll be happy to give you some tips.
Awesome. So be sure to share, be a friend and be a friend and share with a friend so they can get all this awesome information as well. And until next time, stay groovy.